This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence, featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox.
Hello and welcome to Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio with Alex Klingensmith, and we are bringing you the Financial Detox show, all about taxes and miscellaneous, all about everything show today. We're going to start by talking about Alex's truck.
No. I got sick and tired. So everybody, this is not to be insensitive to the whole country, because there is severe weather going on in the whole country.
Right.
Southern California, we have nothing.
It's
going
to be like 70 tomorrow, I think.
Yeah. But when you do need a truck, I've always had trucks, almost always had trucks.
Yes.
And when you need a truck, you need a truck. And so my truck wasn't four-wheel drive. And so eventually, it finally, after 4 years, it really like wore on me. So.
You should never buy a non-four-wheel drive truck. Unless you never go to the mountains and you literally haul like dirt with it back and forth across like a field.
Yeah, because like when you need it the most, when you're camping or sand or snow, a two-wheel drive truck actually is worse than most other vehicles.
It's terrible. It's rear-wheel drive. There's no weight in the back. It slides all over the place. It's totally dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like a bad ice skate.
So I got rid of my truck. So now you're all excited.
So listen to this, all of our listeners. So I come into the studio here. We're going to record Alex and I. And the first thing he tells me is he sold his truck. And I'm like, so what'd you get? And he goes, well, I don't have a car. And I'm like, what do you mean? How did you get to work? And I love buying trucks, right? I grew up in the car business. So I love cars and trucks. In fact, I'm helping the Boys and Girls Club. Somebody donated a car. How awesome is that?
Yeah, the foundation, right?
Yeah. So isn't that awesome? So I'm going to sell it for him. So if anybody wants a older model, LTV, or what is it, a LTD Crown Victoria with low mileage,
like an old police car kind of?
Yeah, like one of those, but not a police car.
Where is it right now?
I don't know. Somebody has it. I'm supposed to go pick it up. It's going to be great. We're going to sell. I love car. I love talking about cars.
This is the show about. All right, here we're going to spin.
But we're talking
about
tax planning, which why, you know how. I'm sorry. You go.
No, do it. I think you're going the same direction I was going to go.
You go then.
You can depreciate a vehicle as a company.
Go.
So I should buy a truck that I can depreciate.
Right.
I think there's some rules around that, though.
Well, you have to own a business, right? If you own a business and you buy a truck or a car or vehicle more than 7,000 pounds, then it applies for. I'm not a CPA, so I'm going to probably mess this up. So please don't be mean, but accelerated depreciation. Mm-hmm. So you get to depreciate that vehicle quickly. Thus, so say you buy a $50,000 truck, you know, it's probably only going to cost you around, because of the accelerated depreciation of that vehicle, it's probably only going to cost you around, you know, $30,000 or $40,000, even though it's $50,000.
So I've heard stories of people doing this last year, and the rules change year to year, so consult with a qualified CPA on the rules, but
sure.
You could depreciate the entire thing in year one if it's a certain type.
Right.
And you use it as a business. So like a Sprinter van, for example, right?
That's why there's so many damn Sprinter vans. Right?
Buy a Sprinter van, rent them out on the weekend on outdoorsy.com or whatever, and you can depreciate the whole thing and have yourself a $160,000 Sprinter van.
Is that really crazy? That a Sprinter van costs $160,000 now? I mean, that's crazy, right?
I mean, you can get ones for cheaper, but that's like a fully
that's like the decked out in. Cool tires, all this stuff,
custom built for you know, you can probably buy the shell for 50 or 60.
That's like the Winnebago Rebel or Revel.
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are sweet, right?
Yeah, there's one at Ponto all the time that I see.
Know.
I don't know. So, anyways, tax planning. So people are this time of year are thinking about doing their taxes from last year,
right?
But then you should also be thinking forward. At least 1 year, hopefully more than that even. But so tax planning 2020 and 2021 right now.
Yes.
Buy a Sprinter van is the first tip that we have, I guess.
Or a new truck.
Or a new truck.
Yeah. 7,000 pounds, take the tax deduction. No, that would help you for 2021, right? Here's the problem, Alex, is most people don't think about tax planning until it's too late, right? Mm-hmm. It's the very end of the year, or most of the time people start thinking about tax planning right now, but they're still in the 2020 mindset because they're like, ugh, I got to do my taxes, or I got to pay these taxes, or I don't want to do this, and it's all too late. You really need to be thinking forward. This is why we talk about financial planning all the time and building these things into your planning process so that you're proactively taking advantage of it. And now is a good time to be thinking about 2021 tax planning and things you can do to reduce your taxes for 2021. Think about that now while you're doing your taxes for 2020.
I have to imagine that the reason why people don't think about tax planning and do it as well as they could is because it's not that much fun to think about.
It's miserable.
And so when most of us do our taxes, we're just happy that it's over with,
right?
And look forward. So maybe what you could do to change your behavior would be look and see at least, look, 2020 is too late, but right. If you look at your 2020 tax return and say, gosh, I wish I would have done that different or that different, make a list of 5 to 10 things that you did wrong.
Yes.
And that your CPA said you could have done differently.
Yep.
And then do those things.
Yes. Like, put them on a calendar like for October or September or something. And so you can take action if you can't do it.
Or start now. So here's a couple of things you can do now. And everybody's going to find themselves in these tips, one or two of them, maybe all of them.
Right.
One of them is pretty obvious. It's you should be maxing out your retirement plan savings.
If you can, you really should.
And maxing means a lot of money to some people and to others, not as much. But if you have a 401k is the most common retirement plan vehicle that's out there, right? Maxing that out means $19,500 of your wages per this year. Right. If you're under 50, if you're over 50, you can do up to $26,000.
Right.
So that's not a small amount of money. But the more that you can max that out, it benefits you in a few ways. One is you're saving your own money, which is wonderful.
Yes.
You're investing it to grow for later, which is also wonderful. But then if you're going to do the traditional bucket, you get a tax break today.
Right. So if you put in $19,500, it's probably only going to cost you, and I'm estimating a rough tax bracket here, so this is not specific advice. This is a general conversation, but it's probably going to cost you $15,000 or $13,000 in order to save $19,000. Why is it only going to cost you $13,000 or $15,000 to save $19,000? It's because you're not going to pay tax on that $19,000, so therefore you have more income. And so it didn't, you have less money goes out to taxes, so it doesn't cost you as much as you think.
Unless you go Roth, curveball on that, and you have a 401k Roth bucket
component. More people got to know about that too.
I have 100% of my savings going into the Roth.
And it's genius. You know why? I mean, you know why.
It sucks because I have to pay taxes on the income right now.
Yeah, you don't get like the one you mentioned before on a traditional 401k or traditional IRA. They work the same. You put money in, you get a tax deferral. You get to defer the tax on that money. It then grows tax deferred for years and years and years. And when you take it out, you pay tax. The idea being that you're in a lower tax bracket at that time when you take it out, and yeah, everybody is happy. The opposite is more painful today, but way better down the road.
It's tax-free later on.
Talk about it.
Pay tax on it. I think that people, so if you're sitting down looking at your tax return or getting your feedback from your CPA, it's early and often. So start now for this year, because if you don't already have contributions going in, even if you have to start at a small percentage, you're not set to max immediately, but start at 5% or 6% and then increase it every couple of months, because it's less painful. It's like boiling the frog. You don't feel it until, well, that's not a good analogy,
that's,
I guess.
Poor frog.
Basically, start slow,
right,
and keep increasing it, because eventually you'll just get used to it. Right?
Yes. The saving. Well, another way to do that is every year you bump it up by 1%. So say, okay, I'm going to start at 5, right? Because you need to save 10 or 12 to...
You need to max, really.
You really need to be saving 10 or 12% of your income or whatever you can do to get closest to the max so that you can retire on the same amount of money you have in your working years, because all this money you save will be what your future paycheck comes from, that bucket of money. But we didn't really finish the Roth concept. And what happens in the Roth 401k, which so many people are unaware, is that money goes in after tax, and then it grows forever, not tax deferred. It grows forever tax free. All the growth, every bit of growth in that account, you never have to pay tax on. So yeah, you had to pay tax today, but here's the questions I'd like to ask. If you think taxes are going to go up in the future, that would make sense, right? And if you're younger and you have time for that to grow, that would also make sense. And secondly, if you make more than $165,000 or so joint income, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA, but inside of the 401k plan, you can. There's no income limitation. So it's this very special treat for those higher income earners who are looking to stash some money away and pay a little tax today, sure, but let it grow tax-free. Plus, the money you're paying on tax today, you're essentially saving, right? That's additional money that you don't have to pay later in taxes. So it's a big win.
And if you don't know about it, if you're not sure if you have it or not, ask your HR professional. And if they, they say, you know, we don't have that part of it, that thing in our 401k, ask them to add it.
Yeah.
And also that should be alarm bells that we, you know, that you might want to ask them, is there anything else with our 401k plan that maybe could be improved if we don't have this Roth component?
Right. And maybe you should talk to the Financial Detox team and Intelligence-Driven Advisors, and they can help you do that. So we're going to take a quick break. But before, we want to make sure you can get a hold of us. This is complex stuff. We're talking about tax planning. We're going to talk about Alex's truck a little bit more. I got a concept for you on that, Alex. But give us a call at 877-707-8889 and check us out at financialdetox.com, financialdetox.com. And we'll be right back in just a minute. Welcome back. It's Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host. You can get a hold of us at 877-707-8889. We're talking about some tax planning strategies. It is getting close to that full-on tax season. We'll probably do another show on taxes by April. But what we're thinking about is today, and Alex, thanks for being here as a host, always with me. It's great to have you. And we are... you know, we're just talking about the fact that people are starting to ask a lot of tax questions. You're starting to get your stuff ready for your CPA. And it is really important to tax plan now for 2021, not wait till, I mean, you can't tax plan right now for 2020, except in rare situations where you have a business and you're deciding maybe you have money left over from last year and you can do a profit share. It's not too late.
You can do IRA and Roth IRA contributions from last year.
Still. You can still do
that's
some
a spin-off
IRA
of what we were just talking about. Like if you have ways you can kind of minimize and good look and see if you have extra money that you can put into your IRA or Roth IRA. You still have until April 15th to do that.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Alex. Thank you. There is still some tax planning opportunity. That's right.
It's $6,000 and $7,000, by the way, for the IRA and Roth IRA. So $6,000 for workers under 50, $7,000 for 50 and over. There's also, people listen to this show have different careers. So, I mean, if you're an educator, right, 403B is what you have versus the 401k. Yep. Same exact concepts we just talked about, but just a different tax code. Deferred compensation is an interesting one. We don't see a lot of that anymore, but it's out there, right? 457 deferred compensation.
Yep.
And then you work specifically with some of our key clients on their kind of complex business planning, retirement plan. So defined benefit, profit sharing, cash balance. Probably worth spending at least a minute or two on how that might look for last year and this year.
Yeah, it really is, especially for those self-employed individuals. So, you know, maybe you're a large producing real estate agent or a commercial real estate person, or you have a small business with two or three key people in it, or a family business. The cash balance plan and defined benefit plans are wonderful opportunities to put away large amounts of money where we start to dwarf the $26,000 a year. I mean, we have clients putting away, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, tax deferred, hoping that it will grow tax deferred, which it will. And then eventually they'll be in a lower tax bracket later on and they can take the money out. Or maybe they don't even live in California later on and they take the money out and now they're not paying California tax later, which there's some really unique planning there if you think about geographically locating yourself in order to, if you don't mind moving, in order to maximize the financial benefit. Think about if you get tax deferral and you're earning money in California and then you pay tax finally in a state that has no state income tax when you take that money out. That was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Right.
I think this particular one, when I'm an advisor at the firm too, right? And I work with lots of business owners. But when we start talking about defined benefit plans, profit sharing, cash balance, my head even explodes a little bit. I think it's intimidating to business owners. They're really good at running their business. And then somebody like us comes in and says, hey, let me show you how this other thing works. It's worth checking it out.
Yeah.
It's a game changer for taxes and for your future, right?
Well, I had a call this morning with a group of doctors, a firm, and I'm going down to present on their plan that they've had in place for a while. I mean, they're just stashing tons of money away in a properly set up 401k plan with a profit sharing plan. So that's the first level. It's pretty simple, right? It's a normal 401k, but they add the profit sharing component. And they're able to tilt that profit sharing based upon the ownership or not, based whether they're an owner or not, based upon their salary and based upon their age. So typically the owners are older people. Typically the owners are making more money, so they can get more contribution put away and while still benefiting all of their employees and passing the discrimination testing to make sure they're not, you know, leaving anybody out. So there are really great tools, and then you can take it further with the cash balance and defined benefit plan. We have several clients that are independent contractors, doctors, whether they're a pathologist or there's some doctor like that, and they're doing the defined benefit plan route and cash balance plans. They're beautiful. I mean, it works really well.
Yeah.
Saving literally.
And the small business owners are the heartbeat of especially this part of the country.
They are.
I mean, the whole country, I think, but there's a lot of you out there. If you have this kind of thing and you're wondering how to like save money on taxes, and that seems to be a key thing for business people.
Yeah.
How do I pay? This is a conversation worth starting up with us, because we can actually make it not be so overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know,
make it easy and help you do the planning around it, because there's so many cause and effect relationships, right? That you do one thing here, it affects something else. So you want to make sure, but it is not that complex actually. When you break it down, it's not terribly complex. I don't know that I ever want to be an actuary and actually run the actuarial calculations, but right. We have great people who can do that and help us out. So that's perfect.
Let's pivot over. Okay, one more of these kinds of accounts that many people either have or could have is an HSA. Mm-hmm. This is worth talking about because it's in some ways it's almost my favorite one of these. I think you can only put $7,500.
I think is the number. Yeah,
as a family, but if you have a high deductible health insurance plan and you can get an HSA, and it's super easy to figure that out if you just go to the website and they'll tell you pretty fast. This is where you can actually get a deduction or you're contributing money pre-tax.
Yep.
But then it comes out tax-free.
Right.
That sounds crazy when you think about that. So
Right. You're
not paying tax on the money you're putting in, kind of like a 401k.
Get a deduction on all the money you put in.
As long as you use it for qualified health reasons,
which can include your Advil or anything, basically.
It's tax-free like a Roth. So
Right. You
get the benefits of both sides. It's not a crazy huge number you can put every year, but it's still something.
But if you think about over a 30-year lifespan, you did the $7,500 a year for 30 years and you use that to pay for medical benefits, this is a measurable difference in your, this is a difference.
It's pretty
cool. Clever.
So HSA is one, if you don't already know about it or have it, pay attention to that. That's something that you could have done last year that you should do this year and going forward.
Yep. Talking about tax planning, we didn't get back to your truck either, Alex. So you're going to buy my truck, and I'm going to buy $2,500 a diesel so I can pull the boat better.
Your wife's going to be so excited about this.
Another transaction. Do you know who's going to be more excited? Is Jordy when she has to do the accounting on that transaction. That's it. We were going to talk about hikes too, fun stuff to do. So we're talking about tax planning. We had
Right. To
balance that with something
Right. That
was like enjoyable and insane. What are you going to do in 2021 to let off some steam, have some fun? If you're worried about COVID, how can you get out and have fun and still be safe?
And
hiking is awesome. Like, we have a lot of people in our office who like hiking. Farinak is a big hiker. She likes to hike everything.
We were talking last week about stuff because she's like, what do I do? Where should I go? And I'm like, we actually just did Potato Chip Rock for the first time ever like a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, over by San Vicente.
Exactly.
It's right above San Vicente.
Yeah,
right?
Like out towards Poway over there.
Yeah.
It's not that far away, really.
No.
Maybe like a 30, 40 minute drive from Carlsbad.
Yeah.
It was
cool.
It was legit for the kids. I mean, it was, I think it's 7-ish miles round trip.
Wow.
And you go up about 2,000 feet. So
does the rock look like a potato chip?
It does. I've got some pictures.
Can you mountain bike that or is it only walking?
I think it's only walking. There was one guy on a mountain bike, but he looked like he was
out
in trouble.
Place.
Yeah.
How does that look when you look like you're in trouble?
People were shaming him, kind of like you shouldn't have been there, probably.
It's a walking on the trail.
Yeah.
It's like it would be like trying to ride your mountain bike up the front of San Alejo or of Elfin Forest Trail.
I think that's allowed, actually. That's really hard,
but it's really awkward, right? Because you got thousands of people walking and you're going to come. What if you go mock chicken down that thing?
No.
And you're just blowing people off the trail. It's not going to work.
No,
man.
It doesn't work.
All right.
And Potato Chip Rock is pretty, it's a lot narrower than I thought. So I wouldn't try and go on a holiday weekend like Pork Farinak went there. And she's like, it was really crowded. I'm like, well, it was President's Day weekend with Valentine's Day thrown in the mix.
And
but it's a beautiful hike. It's worth going. It's not that far away. recommend it.
So among all the tax planning that we talk about and tax, you know, all this stuff, there's a lot of numbers we're throwing out and how you can save $19,500 if you're under 50 in your 401k, or $26,500 if you're over 50. And we're talking about defined benefit plans. We're talking about Roths, and we're talking about traditional IRAs and all that kind of stuff. You know, you got to have some fun, right? There's got to be purpose behind all this. And so that's why we mix in a little hiking stuff and,
exactly.
and have some purpose, because, you know, you, if you save more money and you better prepare, then you get to hike more and retire earlier and do the things you want to do, have more control of your financial life. And that really does matter. We laugh, but
yeah,
what we do as a firm is something different than I think most firms do, is we're not really here selling an investment product. We're here helping people create their true financial purpose and then live it and have financial peace of mind.
That's right.
Right. Where they can live knowing I can do the things I want to do. I'm maximizing my resources to the best of my ability. I'm putting them in the right places, the right asset classes, the right diversification. I'm optimizing and paying the least amount of tax I can pay possibly, because that is my constitutional right to try and pay the least amount of tax possible. So all that's good stuff. How do we want to close it out, man? We've got a couple minutes here.
There are, I think there's a couple of things that people can also still do from last year and then planning forward for this year.
Yep.
One is, you know, if you have losses, you can actually use those $3,000 if yep. you don't already know that rule. That's kind of one that's pretty standard for people. But there is another one that people don't do very well. And that is something we, you know, we preach a lot, is if you have investments, you know, that are not retirement account investments. So this is like an individual account or joint or trust account. And throughout the year, there are pieces of your portfolio, positions that are temporarily down by a lot.
Yep.
Have a backup position ready, so you can sell the one that's down on purpose, replace it with the backup, and you've harvested a loss intentionally, which will offset other gains. Not a super complicated thing, but really hard to actually do on your own, because most people aren't paying attention like that as much. We pay attention every day, all day, right?
I don't want to toot our own horn, because that's not what this show's about. You know, Financial Detox is really about helping you just be aware and make better investment decisions. And most importantly, though, it's about helping you not make behavioral blunders. But when you talk about that, Alex, it makes me think of the extreme level of precision and layers of systems and processes that we have in place here at our firm, which is an RIA, full-time, all-the-time fiduciary wealth managers that help you create a holistic financial plan and design the right investment strategy around it. I mean, we take this really serious. It's just amazing to think about how we have a backup position or two for every asset class, how that's built into a system so that we can monitor it every day with the tolerance band, and whether it's grown too much and it's time to trim, or whether it's shrank because it's gone down in value and it's time to add more to that. And then the tax loss harvesting. This last year, we had probably our single biggest,
it was massive,
tax loss harvesting for our clients. And I think we estimated this, so I'm not committing to this number, but I think in tune, we saved our clients probably over $500,000. It was like $500,000 to $600,000 of raw tax savings because of tax loss harvesting. That means selling a position when it's down, buying a position that is similar, not substantially the same, because the IRS doesn't like that, no problem.
Yeah.
So we buy a similar exposure asset class, capitalize on that loss, and still be in the market the same moment, participating in any rebound, which of course we had a huge
rebound. Thank goodness that you, yeah.
Thank God. What if you said, what if you, those, think about all the people who didn't do this with the precision that we do, and they took the loss, great, but then they were waiting to buy something and they forgot and they got busy and then they went on vacation. And by the time they came back to buy something, they lost 20% and they lost way more than they would have had just keeping. It doesn't work unless you're on it every single day, all day.
It's a system and a process, and you have to be a student of the thing. I mean, you can't just, it's like buying a rental property and saying, it's going to just work for me. I'm like, well, no, you have to actually like know what you're doing and pay attention to it for it to
and
actually
use leverage correctly and do all the things. I mean, how many rental properties have we done analysis on, and individual rental properties with a net return of less than 1% on the equity involved? Like, that's horrible.
It is.
And people are not maximizing their money at all when they do that. So I don't know.
Right,
I guess
at time. There's
we
more.
Are.
I have like six more things here. So you should just basically call us.
Give
we have
us
a whole
call.
Tax department right now.
Yep. I mean, yep, we can help you with your taxes right here in-house. We do all the financial planning to encompass that. And so this is what it's about, right? This time of year, you start thinking about taxes, and let us help you out. We'll guide you in the right direction. We'll coordinate it with your investment strategy and your estate planning strategy and
we'll
all that.
We'll help you buy a truck and tell you where
to go
hiking.
We'll help you buy a truck. I'd love to help you buy a truck if you're looking for a truck. I don't know why.
Torrey Pines is good too.
Torrey Pines is
good
one. Hiking.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Anyways. All right. All right. Well, we'll catch you on the next one. It's Financial Detox. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out at financialdetox.com. Have a great one.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com for podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.